You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about hope and recovery. As a heads up to listeners, this story mentions abuse.
People working through addictions or tough times in their lives often turn to things that bring comfort and support. Some turn to religion or a recovery coin or books. For writer Stacy Parrish of Appleton, she held on to something much more organic.
I used to lick rocks when I was a little kid. Oh, trust me, it's the least of my childhood oddities. But I'd lick them because I figured out that rocks are prettier when they're wet. The colors are so much more vibrant and detailed, and I'm an artist, so seeking colors in nature has always been my jam. I'd sit on top of a pile of landscaping rocks in front of the barn in our backyard, and I'd pick them up one by one, looking closely at each one of them, just to take in their colors and their textures. My pockets were always full of them. There wasn't a lot of safety in my world, but atop that pile of rocks, I felt safe. At home, I felt more like myself than anywhere else in the world, just sitting there seeking. It felt purposeful somehow, even if I was just licking rocks to see their pretty colors. I didn't grow up in a house full of seekers or with any faith to speak of, not really. My mom referred to herself as a recovering Catholic, and she told tales of the nuns that used to rap on her knuckles with a ruler. I always referred to her as a Catholic rebel because we always left Mass at communion so she could get out of the parking lot without any hassles, and she'd joke that the peace be with yous seemed to wear off when we all got into our cars. Inside Mass, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit just completely mystified me. It didn't compute. They were just names that I didn't connect to at all. The best part about church for me was that torn-in-half piece of doublement from the bottom of my mom's purse, even though it was covered in purse dirt and tasted like perfume. In my 30s, a need for faith revealed itself when I began to have memories of repressed abuse surface, and my perpetrators were my father, his son, and a cousin. So I did develop some faith, but it was in booze and weed, and tequila. I suppose you could say I worshipped at the altar of Jose Cuervo. I found my way into recovery through a 12-step program. When I went to my first meeting, they gave me a plastic white poker chip to carry in my pocket in order to remind me to surrender to the program. And for a time, I did carry that chip around in my pocket and tried to surrender to the male version of God that I grew up with, but something about turning to the Father didn't feel right. My therapist sent me to a recovery retreat, and while there, we were gifted a token to help with our faith. A long table with a black tablecloth was covered in polished stones. Our leader let us know that we didn't need to fret over which rock to choose. She said, "You don't choose the rock. The rock chooses you." There were so many beautiful stones to choose from, and my gaze landed on a smooth purple one. It had these really cool striations in it, like a chevron, and it reminded me of a mountain that you can climb. I picked it up and held it. I looked at it real close. No, I didn't lick it, but I did start carrying it around in my pocket. A week or so later, after a 12-step recovery meeting, I noticed a pendant around a woman's neck, and I recognized it as the same rock that I was still carrying around in my pocket. Her pendant was wire-wrapped and just exquisite. I commented on it, and she said it was an amethyst. She said that she never took it off because amethyst is the stone of sobriety. And right then, I knew. I had gotten my rocks back, and my faith lived in them. They hold the energy of the earth and of goodness and hope. And if I ever feel afraid or lost or alone, I only need to reach into my pocket and hold on.
Stacy Parrish is a storyteller and podcast producer who lives in Appleton. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.